This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
And shadow grows hidden in the branches of the poison creosote. You love this one?
What's this from?
It's a band called The Handsome Family.
That sounds like some Robert Rodriguez, Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Yeah, it sounds like Dusk to Dawn.
Yep.
Fingers. Wait till the woman sings. That's when it gets like eerily sexy. I think that's the best way to say it.
Oh.
Eerily sexy. Here she comes. She's talking about the husk and dusk. It's your new favorite song, isn't it?
I'm waiting for somebody to be murdered.
Well, he's talking about touching her skin and his fingers running with blood.
Is this that couple saying Disturbed?
No.
Can you feel it?
I love them. Can we bring them back?
They're going to talk about holding rattlesnakes in a minute. It's like an old-time revival. I love it. That is literally, the band is called The Handsome Family.
I've been looking for sexy music. Thank you, Matt.
Oh, are you still rope dancing? Or whatever you do.
Rope dancing.
What is the thing you do?
She was belly dancing, right, for a little bit.
Yeah, but when the, not pole dancing, but the other thing, they have some big sash
that
you swing
kind
around.
Of stuff.
Wow, yeah, what is it? It's like lassoing, kind of.
I would do that, definitely.
Well, I love this, man.
It's kind of satanic.
It's not.
They saw my rattlesnakes and blood.
Would you be freaked out if I used...
Sure, that part. Mountain cats are going to come drag away your bones.
Dude.
So if I was rubbing on your face by listening to this, would you think I was going to kill you or would it relax?
What are you rubbing
you?
On my face?
Creams.
That thing.
Ew.
She's into makeup. It's always got to be...
It's a foundation for your forehead.
I'm going to put some serum all over you.
They got to put some Lancome on your forehead. And I'm going to put some Clinique on your cheeks.
I'll give you a scrub and a mask and make you feel better, baby.
Oh, what kind of mask? Is it an anonymous mask?
A moisturizing mask if you're dry.
I'm going to give you some eye goggles.
Venetian.
I'll give you goggles and I'll give you some red light therapy too.
Jesus.
Well, red light district means horse.
She can share those B-52s they talked about it in their high school yearbook.
That was not nice at all.
You know, there's people who need some advice right now. We're making breast jokes and things. 1-800-774-0093. We do it once a month. All advice show, literally every segment sans headlines and sports and birthdays and suckets is advice and stuff.
Well, it's a lot, too.
There is. I'll give out the numbers, even though we don't need to, but I'll do it again. 1-800-774-0093. Fatboy, you pick if you want that pressure, because you've talked to the people.
Let's go with Doug.
Doug. Oh, man, you know what movie I think of? What is the movie? Blink you, Doug.
21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street. Blink you, Doug. What's up, Doug?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, good. First one. I should ask people this. Being the first one to call in on the All Advice Show, you feel nervous a little bit, or are you like, I don't give a crap, I just want some advice?
I mean, I'm kind of middle of the road. I'm a little bit nervous just being on the call, but I mean,
so many people are listening to you.
You should be nervous about the set of bowling balls he's probably smuggling in his drawers.
That's true. Did you just wake up, or you have huge test?
You're just happy to see him.
Yeah.
No. That this is a me all day.
All right. Yeah. Awesome.
All right, Doug.
Well, what's going on? Where you need some advice? That's not like 3 seconds.
I mean, I honestly never thought I'd be in this position, but I'm having to rebuild my entire savings, and what's scary too about that is that my savings is like a backup in case, God forbid, I lose my job, and now I don't even have that security anymore.
Okay.
Hell no. Where you got to buy eggs? One or the
I'm
other.
Afraid to ask. Did you get divorced?
No. Nothing like that. Well, I mean, we'll have to see. I mean, I've been. Here's the thing.
All right, no more jokes then. You serious as hell right now. What happened? I thought we were just being kind of frolicking, but now he's
big situation.
Bad. All right, what happened?
Well, all right. So here's how it starts. I've been pretty heavy into cryptos, all right, ever since I can remember. It's been about 4 or 5 years at least.
Yeah.
And I've been around long enough to get, you know, to the point where you make a little bit of money. Nothing really where I can quit my job or anything, but, you know, some decent returns.
Yeah.
And I've been lucky. And that's pretty much what that whole space is just getting lucky. I mean, you can track that stuff, but when crypto is hot, you got to get in and get out real quick.
Yeah. There's no trends with that like there is the stock market. It's like seasonal trends and stuff. You cannot look past that. Plus, it's going 24/7 while the stock market closes, you know.
It's so wild.
Exactly.
It is so wild.
Volatile, they say.
Very volatile. I mean, I told you yesterday, I lost thousands over the weekend.
Oh, man.
Now, I haven't
lost. Which makes me want to get out.
I haven't lost anything till I sell. But right. On paper, I lost thousands this weekend. And that's,
you just got to hold steady and see if the market bounces back.
There's no excitability about it at that point.
Yeah, but is there any with your 401k?
Well, I would not look to invest in that.
People
either.
That go looking at their 401k all the time and getting all pissed, I'm like, well, don't even look at it yet. Don't even look at it. Now, how much money are we talking about here? Because savings means something different to some people. You said that that's your, if I lose my job, this is the fund. So,
yeah, I mean, that's the crypto is not the only thing, though. Like, and this is dumb. I've let a few people borrow some money from me over the years, and I just never really got it back.
Oh,
you know,
God.
I got a little here, a little bit there, but it's not like, you know, I was promised. I'm talking like, you know, $2,000 here, another grand there.
Yeah.
And I've gotten nowhere near that amount back. And I've asked, but I mean, like, what are you going to do? You just keep asking for it back? I mean, at some point, I got to ask myself if the friendship is more important.
Or friends?
Mostly friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of money, but is it enough money to end a friendship over? Like, so that's the other part of it.
You're talking about like a couple grand. I mean,
that's a lot of money.
The people, like the friends that borrowed the money, when you ask for it back, they're like, well, sorry, I don't have it. Or are they just like not acknowledging you?
Oh, no, they'll definitely acknowledge, you know, they know that they owe me money, but, you know, times are kind of tough all around, you know, things are going up, people paying more money for stuff, and
at least they acknowledge that they owe me the money. I have people that owe me money.
The excuse that I get is like, oh, yeah, I'll pay you back later, you know.
Right, yeah.
So what kind of dwindle are we talking about here?
Okay, good. I'm glad you broke the ice. Like, you want to put a number on this to kind of help everybody understand, or you'd rather not in case? Because you did say your name. I will tell you that. I don't know if that's your real name or not. Yeah.
I will say that it, you know, this has been going on for a few years now. I lost maybe over $5,000. I would say that my savings was $20,000. And now it's kind of dwindled down to about $1,500.
Oh, wow.
That's a big hit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, here's
Can I ask how old you are?
I am in my early 40s.
Me too.
And I just need to know, you know, how do I rebuild my savings? I mean, what do you guys think?
You called the wrong damn show.
Oh my gosh, don't ask me.
we were told, Fat Boy and I were told back during COVID to quit talking about crypto so much, because we were talking about it to the point where it sounded like we were giving advice, and we were not, because we were blind as a bat with it too.
They were like, you know, thinking we were skewing towards advising
like
people.
We were trying to like hype up stuff like no, I wish we had thought to
swing the market your way.
Yeah,
I mean, you seem like you're, look, I know your savings are dwindled, but you kind of seem like you're somewhat of a money man. Like, I wouldn't go to a 401k and put money into that.
Yeah, I think maybe you need to, you know, get into some better investments that have a bigger return.
I mean,
some CDs, you gotta have something to boost it. Like, I don't know if you got anything you can liquidate to, like, put a big chunk in there with.
I don't know what the secret is. I know somebody who does day trade, and he's very successful, but I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I'm in my early 40s. I feel like I should have way more saved up by now, and I don't ever know if I'll be able to comfortably rebuild it.
You know, you do that thing, the online calculator that tells you like how much you need to have a month when you're older to retire, and those numbers are so silly.
It's always grim.
It's so grim, man.
Because anything can happen to someone. You say, what if you lost that because you had to repair something or you had car? It just happens. So you need to move forward and think of better investments instead of going on a whim.
But when you say that, though, like, if he said, well, tell me the better investments. I mean, yeah.
You know, maybe
you can't go wrong with the NASDAQ 500.
Yeah, or, you know, get into some kind of business that
I made a butthole of money last year on Meta. No kidding, on Facebook stock. I mean, like, nuts. But I lost money on Coca-Cola, which never loses. So it's...
I did my part, buddy.
You're going to do one. One's going to be up, one's going to be down. But you got to spread it all around.
Like, what's your attitude toward savings? Is it something that you think you might rely on to retire? Or are you just going to be, like, always working? Because if you got that...
It's definitely important to me. Like, I definitely want to get to a point where I can retire. Okay. You know, I don't want to work for the rest of my life.
But do you have a number in mind that you need to have to sit comfortable when you retire?
That 20K was looking pretty good.
Yeah, but I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Like, 20K for your life savings? I mean, I'm not saying that with any kind of, oh, God, you don't have any money. But, like, I'm talking about retirement. Like, 20 grand. I mean, ooh.
Like, that's the attitude towards it. Like, you, like, look, well, he said he's looking to retire one day. Like, I wouldn't see it that way personally. I would always want to work or try to work if I could.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can see it as like a nice little buffer, but nothing you'd have to live off of.
You got kids? Did you say if you're married or have kids or anything? Or should I not ask you?
I am married.
Okay.
No. It's all right. Yeah, I'm married, but my wife doesn't really handle the money, you know, and she doesn't really know anything about this.
That's where the real advice is.
She doesn't know. Oh my gosh.
Like, do I tell my wife?
Of course,
like, she doesn't handle any of the money.
Oh, duh. Mm. I don't know, man. It's like, if she don't know.
Is it her? I mean, well, are you in a relationship where it's both your money? Like, are y'all shared in that way?
Joint bank account?
No, we try to keep our money kind of separate. We pool a little bit, but we try to be responsible for our own money, which, you know, ironically.
That's
I think
wise.
It should be that way till the 10-year wedding anniversary.
No.
Combine after that.
You know it's probably going to really work.
You might want to let sleeping dogs lie on this one, Doug.
But she may be better. She may give you some advice. She may be better with funds and, you know.
She is actually kind of good with money.
Yeah, I was the best one in my house. My husband would.
My mom paid all the bills.
What don't you understand about when you have bills to pay, buddy?
Yeah.
Are you completely out of cryptos? Do you have anything left or?
I got a little bit left over. I got a few cryptos that I'm looking at, and one or two of them that I'm looking at right now.
But there's no new ones on the horizon that are good, though, right?
Cryptos.
I mean, there's not.
The whole thing is just getting in and getting out real fast, you know?
It's hard to walk away from.
It is. Remember that one day in here during COVID? where I showed you my number and you're like, boy, don't get too greedy. Don't get too greedy. And what happened?
Yeah, I got
too
greedy. The bottom fell out. It happens.
It literally went down 40% in one day. That's probably the same heat you felt that day. I'm not even. I was about to look at it now, and I was like,
"Now what you do? You didn't even have the Hawk Tua coin."
To me,
either.
It sounds like you're playing the lottery with that kind of stuff. Like you're.
Wowee! Oh man, God, dog.
That's the thing that it hooks you to where you don't want to completely get out of it.
Where it could be your lucky day or it's not your lucky day, but it doesn't seem like that's a real plan for your future.
Yikes.
Doug, if you can get through it without telling your wife, like on your conscience, and I wouldn't say anything, but I mean, that's on you.
Yeah, I would, my God.
But I would look for something to boost it back up, like if you, whatever you can liquidate as far as jewelry goes or anything like that.
You collect ball cards. I mean, there's something here that you got to.
Yeah, I mean, there's people out there that can help you that are financial advisors that are
it's
really good. Yes, there are.
Now, most of them won't work with you if you don't have less than 250, though.
Well, that's probably true.
I don't have any advice for you other than I would let her know about this. And the reason I would is because you're going to be carrying this stress around her, and she's not going to know why, and she's going to think the absolute worst, and I mean, you went out on a limb. This is what I'm saying that I'll say in the future. I went out on a limb and tried something to diversify my portfolio.
Oh, yeah.
And it's come back to hurt me good. But then there were some times when I sold out at 105 at one point. But then now it's back down to 93. So there's the ebb and flow.
Oh, that's good.
Of it.
Yeah, tell her that, but don't tell her about the loans.
Don't tell her about the loans that you loan to your friends.
Okay.
Because she will hate those friends.
Sure
and you won't be able to be friends with them anymore.
And you'll have to divorce her.
I think it's very like honest of you to like call in and say that because most people don't want to admit failures like that. And I mean, shoot, it's. I mean, think
it's
about the first people who
position.
Said, "Hey, guess what? We're going to take your gold. And we're going to give you this paper money." I mean,
hang on now.
I mean, that literally happened in the 30s and 40s.
It's going to be worth money in 100 years.
Well, what do you mean, money? The paper? Like, what is money? I would talk to her. Is she your best friend? Like, legit, your best friend?
Oh, absolutely.
And freaking
absolutely.
Tell her, man. She ain't going to think bad of you.
That was
kind of
good.
No, it ain't done it.
You know, I've
you know what? You'd be married for
else.
20 years, too, if you could do that. Well, you have. Okay, never mind. All right, maybe you know more than I. Good luck with it, though, man. I'm serious. That sucks, but good luck to you, okay?
I really appreciate y'all. Thanks a lot, though.
You're welcome.
All right.
I don't know why you would thank us.
I hope it works out.
Yeah, it's.
You go stay in it. We got you a couple. You need to stay in.
Well, there are That's two it. That we are holding forever, Fat Boy and I.
Pretty stable, as weird as that is to say about cryptos.
And if you join our Patreon, we'll tell you that insider. That's how we're making our money back, because we're starting an insider line.
Yeah, guys.
All right. We'll do some more on that. If you got something to say to him, please don't call in and try to hype up your Pepe or your Sheba or any of that stuff. 1-800-775. I have some Sheba if you want some.
You like, would offload it?
It's literally a hundredth of a penny.
Stick with it. You never know.
Yeah. All right. 1-800-774-0093 is the Rise Guys All Advice Show. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Guys Morning Show is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Very high. Yeah. Not us. We're talking about a restaurant Paige mentioned.
Oh,
I didn't
want
people to think I was talking about us being very high. I'm not very high, actually.
She'll do that.
A little bit, not high.
She'll spring it on you. What do you think it is?
What do you think about this?
My God,
Paige is opening a resort in TR, and she was asking us about...
She's trying to take over a mountain.
The whole mountain.
And she said, y'all can deal with it or not.
She wanted to put an actual Eiffel Tower on Paris Mountain. Did you hear that?
And she's going
to
put artificial turf on it, too. $25 million bucks worth. And she's like, you know what? If it rips your kids' knees up, whatever.
Oh, who cares, she said.
I never think that.
Bring back the old playgrounds where everything was metal and hot.
I was going to do that. It's okay.
They should do that at like an adult resort where everybody's up there drunk or whatever.
That's what it should be.
Yeah. And they're going down the slide, the metal slide. And about that second one where you get airborne and you knock your breath out of it.
Do you remember all the swings that people would get like thrown off of and the ones that would get really high?
Welcome to Hedonism, Paris Mountain.
That's what we need, adult swings.
Sandals at Paris Mountain.
Do you ever want to escape the daily rigors of life and want to get butt naked on the mountain?
I want to teeter-totter with you boys.
God, what does that mean now? Do I got to look that up?
Are you in the middle?
I mean...
No.
You know what a teeter-totter is?
Yeah.
All right, were you in the middle then?
No, I wouldn't be
in the
middle.
Well, where would we be? Because otherwise there's no connection.
One of us on the end.
Nope, you're in the middle. You're in the middle of the teeter-totter.
Not in the middle.
You see how that's not working out, right?
It wouldn't work that way.
I'm the teeter, he's the totter.
There ain't going to be much tottering. There's going to be a whole lot of teeter.
Yeah, it's heavier on one side than the other. I'm just going to be up in the
air. Stuck up in the air, exactly.
Teeter.
Teeter-totter. All right, if you want to read it, fine, Fatboy. I think they were talking more to you than they were me anyway.
It probably could have been. You know, pretty much like, to summarize it, you guys are grossly reckless by giving financial advice for something you have no clue what you're talking about.
Well, isn't that the truth?
And we said that. I said, first off, we're not giving you finance. Let me explain to you what happened to us and what we got into. I tell you this, though. I will go to heaven saying that I never bought an NFT. Never.
We love the nifties.
Me too.
Never did.
Hey, look, I mean, when it comes to unregulated currency, who's an expert? Nobody.
That's a good question.
It's all a big gamble. Plus, we told them to, take something that you can liquefy and put it back in your savings.
But there's people out there that always want the new, like the newest car, the newest phone, the newest clothes, everything. And the newest thing, gimmicky.
Keeping up with the Joneses, man. It's
like right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 25 cryptos that I follow, and they're all down.
Yeah.
But that means now's the time to buy.
Yeah.
Buy on the dip.
Buy the dip.
Buy on the dip and ride it to the moon.
You know,
and then turn it over and sell it all as soon as it goes up.
Like, I would like to ask a success, and to that person who texted in, you're an a-hole. We did not do any of that you just said. We were actually saying the unsafe aspects of this stuff. It all goes back to who you know. I really believe, especially with crypto, like you got to be in on that certain thread where everybody's like, all right,
we're all going to sell at midnight.
11:43 a.m. We're all selling. 11:43 GameStop.
But then again, you know, you're committing certain illegalities when it comes to that point. But look,
but that's everything. Like, it's the what was the thing the other night? It was something. Fat Boy, you told me there was a prop bet for the Royal Rumble. I'm about to burp like hell. It won't come out. Barely.
There were a bunch.
It was, but they. I was like, okay, if you're like Triple H and you're, you know, super super wealthy, and you knew that there was a prop bet on who's going to be the first person thrown out of the Rumble.
Yep. You could bet who was going to come out. Just like so many.
You just maybe call like your friend who's had some financial woe and say, hey, look,
hey friend.
I've got a tip.
Hey, it's me, the game. Just shot water all over the phone.
It's coming out at number 15.
It's going to be Kofi. It's going to be Kofi. So put your money on Kofi.
Yeah, that's weird how that works as far as, you know, predetermined events go.
Who was the announcer that they bet on what color tie he would wear, and he was aware of it and wore the complete opposite?
Al Michaels has been known in the past to kind of throw it for a loop. Especially if he knows there's an over-under, he'll usually say it for the over.
But also, don't you agree that everybody gambles. Like, you gamble, not necessarily with money, but, you know, you pull over in front of a car or, you know, there's a gamble made every day in life. But with certain things like that, though, if you don't take risks, there's not ever going to be any reward with it. Like, if you just keep going the average way, and I mean it is average, of making the money, 401k, living a dull life, not doing anything, and then, but when you're 80, that's when your life is
going
to start. No, sir.
You
ain't into that.
Going.
I'm going to be in awful shape then, and I ain't going to be going nowhere.
Everything will pass you by if you're waiting.
I imagine. I hope not.
I don't feel bad for Doug, because the fact that he's even in cryptos shows you he's a self-starter. He's a guy who's curious about how to grow his money. He'll figure out how to grow it again.
Yes. Are you saying that as a pep talk to us as well?
Pretty much, yeah.
Awesome.
Anybody in that realm.
I love it. Paige, you're going to pep us up with some headlines before we get back into All Advice Show. Am I right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This wife found out accidentally that her husband was having an affair. And you wouldn't believe what the clues were. I'll tell you next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I'm not going to cut you off because I don't want you to pull a switchblade on me because Paige's new jacket, she just joined the remake of The Outsiders.
God bless. Are you a pink lady now?
Hang on, pony boy.
Oh, my God, woman.
I got to take a picture
of
that.
You ride a hog here? I mean a motorcycle.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm here with you, and headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So we begin with this. Last month, a woman went online to ask people for cleaning tips.
Why? I don't give them to her.
Because she noticed that everything in her house was turning green. And she couldn't figure out what was causing the green.
Algae.
It's probably angry. Angry couch.
I'm going to tell you. The green coloring was showing up on couch cushions, bed sheets, carpeting, her own socks, her phone charger, and it was even on the cat.
Was she a Ninja Turtle by chance?
Does she have Ghost? And who would she call if she
green
did?
Green Ghost.
Green Ghost? You sound like a Mexican now.
Well, in her post about this whole green thing, it's a problem. She showed pictures where you could clearly see a green hue showing up on everything.
I'm hue.
So she said, what am I going to do? I can't stand this green. So she tested for mold. That wasn't it. She tested to see if it was her detergent. That wasn't it either.
Chloroform.
So there were a lot of theories.
Or chlorophyll. But chloroform.
One person was savvy and actually suggested that it could be a brand of new jeans from Old Navy because they just, according to this person, they stain everything.
They do what?
They stain everything.
Oh, no.
Green, though?
Green. Well, green denim. So the woman said...
green denim. What the hell?
That her and her husband aren't jeans people. But then someone else said, quote, imagine this, how you discover he's having an affair with some Old Navy wearing woman from the cat turning green, end quote.
That's what it was, really?
Yes.
The cat turned green?
And apparently,
the hell, what
this
they do
is
a recall?
Exactly what happened.
On the old green jeans.
So the woman later posted an update saying that she didn't take the comment seriously at first, but her husband had been acting a little strange. So she started looking at his bank statements for Old Navy purchases. She didn't see anything, but then she looked through his phone and found evidence of an affair, and the other woman was wearing jeans in a lot of her pictures.
What?
That makes
no sense. That's probably a stupid question
to me.
Why would the guy cheat if he knows that she's going to have access to his bank records, his phone? That may be an argument for the cheating gene. He's like, you know what? I just couldn't help it. Some people literally can't help cheating.
Why can't they help cheating?
They got that cheating gene. I forget what it's called. Like, it was a big news thing a few years ago. Like, it was newly
genetically
discovered.
Genetically, you're pre-positioned to cheat?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they were saying. Some cheating gene. It'd have to be, right? If she's got access to all this information, why would he risk it?
I don't know.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
I don't believe in a cheating gene. I just think that maybe you're a sexual deviant or you're a liar.
I don't like to always believe in science either, but
okay.
Sometimes it prevails.
I don't see anything about Old Navy jeans leaving
Now, have seen dye that say it's a new pair of jeans and you don't wash it first, that you can...
You got to wash them first, right?
Dye like your leather... Like, I've seen it on my leather seats from boy jeans.
Like, what caused it? That could be the same food coloring in your food, man. The green. That could be staining your innards.
That's true.
You got to have a green butthole.
A friend one time who had a PJ party and his bathtub was pink.
Purple?
It was pink after that forever.
I know, like it stayed that way, right?
Yeah.
Every time I take a bath, guys.
Yeah, here's a New York Post story talking about it. it's apparently a big problem with Old Navy jeans. They're telling you to wash them first.
Well, don't you? I'm sorry.
I don't.
If you realize how many really? People try on a pair of pants before you actually buy them, it would gross you out. Please wash your clothes before you wear them.
Plus, I've heard scary stories from Paige as far as, like, you know, some people might mess the pants they're even trying on.
Oh.
Like in the dressing room, like, you know, leaving pals.
Somebody had an accident in the dressing room.
They ain't an accident. That was planned.
I feel like an accident, they tell you afterwards. But then what do you say? We'll go clean it up.
Well, nobody admitted to it. It was just left there, and I opened the door and went, oh, hell no.
We have cleaning technicians.
Do you think it was the snake at first?
No. I just almost threw up.
It's a copperhead. We know if we take a dump in here, more like...
In the studio?
Yeah. More than likely, it's going to be gone by the time we come back tomorrow, so we really don't have to tell anybody. Like they come
Are you
in,
serious?
They come in here and do a full sweep.
I don't think
I see them every morning because they drive the trash bags around to the back.
That is not part of their...
You can see the trail. It's like a snail trail.
That is not part of their job description to clean up that.
I mean, I feel like it is. Yeah, it should be. I mean, at least I feel bad for the girl because the guy's usually asleep in the car when she's in here doing all the work. But he at least drives the trash bags around to the back.
God bless.
I've seen it, like, out the window. I wouldn't want it in my car either. Uh-oh. I've seen what we throw away here.
I know.
I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a lot of loud stuff going on in the studio or outside the studio.
What is going on here? Everybody's having fun.
Somebody's wild.
It doesn't sound like fun. It sounds like anger.
Oh, it is Tuesday. People get wild on Tuesdays.
Oh, that's what
bagels.
It is.
Okay. Bagels get people
Please,
turned around.
Please mix the onions with the cinnamon. Please.
Please. Oh, yeah. You're so
and
funny.
Please touch all of them before you put them in the bag.
You know, I've learned my lesson.
Why are the Gilbert's always at the
If
bottom?
I don't see that bag come in curled out, first one in, I don't mess with them. All kind of hands been in there, touching all
now
over. Finger going in the hole, pulled back out real quick.
Be more of a germaphobe.
I've seen somebody
you pick
do
up a bagel, you go finger in, right?
Yeah, you got to.
I just stab it with a knife like I do everything else.
And the cinnamon raisin don't really
not
have
about
a...
your exes.
They don't have a hole in the top.
You know, I'm still friends with my exes. That's funny.
I know, and it sucks.
It is so weird.
Is women can do that. Men cannot.
Two Even different schools of thought.
The worst of the worst.
The men still want to bang. The women are just think they're just friends. The guys are like, I'm just waiting on you to... Want to come over here and sit on this face of mine.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for you to forgive me and forget about what a crazy person I was in your life. No.
Sit on this face of mine.
I know that if
Still I... Still 5 cents
If
after
I
all
take
these
you
years.
Back, I'm waiting for the other side of the mood swing or whatever's going to happen with you, that I don't want to be there and deal with all your different personalities.
You're talking to him, not me.
Of course.
Okay.
But
you'll let him come back?
You like that, huh?
You'll let him come back?
No, I won't.
Two and three times.
No, I won't, because the last conversation I had with him in person, well, he was crazy, and I called his mom. I said, you either pick him up here at my house, or you go get him in jail, because I'm done.
You called his mom.
I did.
Oh, this is... It's like extra dirty.
That's kind of a bitch move, Paige.
It really is.
No, it was. It was. I just, he was tearing things up in my house.
Okay.
So
oh,
he had to go.
Up.
I mean, he was having an issue. Yeah. You know.
Like, he was tearing things up, but not tearing things
not
up.
Not literally. Not in a good way.
Yeah.
Very bad way. All right. Well, I'm Paige. Too much information.
Open
those
them
are yours, guys.
Get them. All
right. Thank you, Paige. Such a lady.
I know. Hey, I heard Doug just reinvested his last $1,500.
He's bought some. Well, God, there's one on there that's. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to look at that app. I'm going to delete the app.
Don't do it.
Is it an addiction?
It's a boredom addiction.
It is.
I've bought nothing new. I just look at it out of boredom, and then when I look at it, it's like, ugh.
But you know that excitement of how it could flip a complete 180. Some people would say 360, but a complete 180, like just out of nowhere.
But those are so far and few between.
Yep. But that possibility.
It's like women have been in long-term marriages, and you're like, y'all can count how many real orgasms you've had.
Oh, yeah.
Versus how many you faked, right? See, look at that.
I quit faking.
Quit faking orgasms. You're starting off the relationship
bad. Because
we want
to go to sleep.
It'd be hard for a guy to fake. Like, oh, God. Like, we've literally been doing this for a minute.
You ain't never faked one before?
It's pretty hard. Like, I don't know how you would.
Oh.
You talk
just
about
if you're like just you're wore out and you're tired and you're like,
okay,
all right,
night night.
She's already got hers.
Kisses.
Fallen asleep before. Not faked anything.
You've fallen asleep.
God. Yeah.
Were you that's snoring? Not,
that's probably worse, actually.
Like, if I'm laying down, that's the worst spot for me to be.
You were laying down?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I got to be the one that's up being a participant.
At least you're breathing.
Not one of those weird positions where it looks like the woman's the dude and I'm like,
she's,
you know.
She's being power driven.
She's tapping on your back. Are you alive? Are you okay, buddy?
He was face down in the pillow. That's all he knows.
That was back in the day when I was having three ways with Jaeger. And my wife.
Oh my God, three ways.
I'm like, I gotta quit drinking.
God. His skin tone started turning purple. He drank so much of that shit.
It was. Red, too.
Stuff.
Definitely red when you start drinking the Jaeger. Oh, yeah. You get flushed.
Yeah, yeah. Real.
And those Jaeger dumps are, whoa,
they
brutal.
They smell like licorice.
Especially when you got the Red Bull mixed with them, they come out faster.
How do you not? I mean, you're just gonna drink
what
Jaeger.
The hell? Play?
Yeah, let's stay up all night long and get drunk. All right. Enough about Paige's vices. Let's talk about yours. We're going to do some more All Advice. 1-800-774-0093. You can be anonymous or you can be bold like Doug and say your name. 1-800-77...
Look at you. Kicking it. Yeah, kicking the trash can.
They keep moving it. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.